Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob, and I am back from a vacation. And I thought E3 was going to happen during my vacation, and then I got back from vacation, and it kind of just started. So I'm not a huge. I don't care too much about getting breaking stories or podcasting about the latest and greatest, as you may know if you listen, but I don't know. It's on my radar, so I thought I'd talk about it. My usual beginnings is one of these bad boys cracking a beer. If you've listened in the recent weeks, you know I'm on a gluten-free journey, and this is another new beer that I'm trying. Just found it. It is not gluten-free. It is, but it's one of those where they remove the gluten. As you probably know, they take a strainer, they pour the beer in it, it catches the gluten, they take that gluten, they put that gluten back into other things that people who can have it can eat or drink. It's a crazy process. That's fake. That's not true. Yep, it is made from gluten and it removed it. Anyway, I'm going to try it here. Let's see what's going on. Interesting. Now that is certainly a beer that I would drink again. I got a beer on deck. It is not the same, but this is not bad at all. This tastes like beer. Again, the beers that are made from grains that contain gluten, but then they remove the gluten, they taste like beer. Okay, but the other ones that are completely gluten-free that they made from some other fucking weird shit, they don't taste like, they taste like something. They'll get you drunk. But I like beer. So anyway, my next segment number two, trophies. What am I going for? I platinum God of War after I got back from vacation. It wasn't as nearly as tedious as I thought it was going to be. I was like, I don't want to find all these fucking collectibles that I missed. I did all the hard stuff. I beat the Valkyries years ago, or whenever it released. I don't fucking remember. And I just didn't want to go back and run around. The quick travel system sucks in that game, but I did it. I got the platinum. I moved on to Horizon Zero Dawn. The next episode should be about Horizon Zero Dawn. I'll talk about that, but I'm going for the platinum in that. So that's platinum talk. That's what the segment's going to be called, platinum talk. Just made that up now. You're welcome. If you are joining me, thanks for listening. Drink responsibly. Always forget to say that. Don't drink and drive. That's stupid. Stay in school. Okay. Let's get on with the show. Like I said, this episode is going to be about E3. Now, Sony did not go to E3 this year. I'm glad they didn't, actually, because we know about all their games, at least the games they want to talk about. I don't want to hear about them anymore. I don't need to hear about Death Stranding. I don't need to hear about the fucking Ghost of Tsushima. I don't need to hear about The Last of Us. I don't care. I want to play them. I don't need to see another trailer for them. At least I don't need to be, I don't need a guy on a stage to say, here we go. They did show Death Stranding, got a release date this November, I believe. Cool. Gonna play it. Whatever. But I didn't need a whole thing. Now, I was very interested in what Microsoft is going to do, because they get all the eyeballs in the world now. Even me. I never watch Xbox conferences, really. I typically only watch PlayStations and maybe a few minutes here and there of other stuff. I watched the whole Microsoft conference. Not live. I just watched it on like YouTube or whatever. But oh, here. How about this? I am on techradar.com right now. Techradar.com. Martin Garcia. Oh, that's nope, that's a picture. That's not who wrote it. That's the picture that they use. Nick Pino and Matt Sweeter or Swider, probably Swider, wrote this article. It's a list of games, schedules, press, recap, all that stuff. TechRadar.com. So I did watch the Microsoft show, and I'm like I said in my Halo episode the other week, I don't care. I'm not gonna buy an Xbox. If I were to buy an Xbox, it would probably be the most recent one, which is the next one, because it's gonna be backwards compatible, and I just to play the games that I would want. Now, they'd have to show me games that I would want to play. Like I said, I'd play the Halo Master Chief Collection. I'd play through them. Is that enough to justify? To justify, a $500-$600 machine? No, not to me. Was Mario and Zelda enough to justify a $300 Switch? Maybe, but I would never have done it if I didn't get it for Christmas. So thank you, mom-in-law, for that, and father-in-law. Because I love the Switch. I love those games. Great. Would I have bought it? Probably not. So, appreciate that. And I'm not saying buy me an Xbox. I don't want an Xbox. I mean, I don't want you to spend $600 on an Xbox for me. I'll take it. If you find one on the side of the road, maybe. Somebody gives you one, I'll play with it. Anyway, so Microsoft, the thing I'm wanting to see is what they're going to do with next gen, what their goals are going to be for next gen. Like what are they going to say? What games are they going to show that would possibly get me interested? And a lot of the games are probably on PlayStation that they show. Not a lot of them are going to be like strictly exclusives. They bought like seven studios recently, but those games aren't going to be ready to show. So what are they going to show though? This list, they had way more than this. So I don't know what this. I'm going to try to go from memory and whatever this Tech Radar article says, but they showed like 60 games, so there's less than that on this list, but I'm just going to read this list unless I remember something. I'm going to go from the bottom to the top. Gears Pop. It was a Gears of War Pop, like the little mini figure, plastic rubber figure things. I don't even know what texture they are. I've never bought one. An iPhone game or whatever game, an Android game, whatever. I was like, wow, it looked cute. It's pretty funny. The character was like throwing grenades at fucking alien thing. I don't know. I'm not a Gears fan. I don't know anything about that game. I've played them. I thought Horde mode was fun with my friend once. I just don't like the game. I don't like the character models. I don't like how you sprint in that game. Makes me nauseous for some reason. I liked the active reload on the guns. I liked that was a thing. If you shoot the gun and then if you time it right, you can reload it faster than a normal reload animation. That was cool. And I like the chainsaw as a part of the gun, but other than that, it's not my thing. Crossfire X, don't know what that is. Forza Horizon 4, LEGO Champions, not something I would play. Do love Forza though. Would it get me to buy an Xbox? Probably not. 12 Minutes. Looks like that's going to be an Xbox and PC exclusive. That was a top-down game, I believe, where you had to relive 12 minutes and you probably did a billion scenarios. That looked cool. Kind of made me a little nauseous from the viewpoint. I don't know why that's currently a theme of this episode, me getting sick from video games, but excuse me. I thought it was very interesting, but I don't know if I could even play that. I probably could because Metal Gear is top down. or most of it, some of it. I would play that. Spiritfarer, can't remember what that is. Minecraft Dungeons. Now this is interesting. I don't care about Minecraft. It hurts for me to look at that game. I can't do that. Minecraft Dungeons was from like a not totally a top down. What do they call it? Is it isometric camera? I don't know what the fuck you call it. Anyway, it's Minecraft, but it's like you're in a dungeon and you're killing stuff and collecting loot and doing other stuff. I thought the graphics were pretty, like it was prettier than regular Minecraft. I don't know. It was popped more. I don't know, something about it that I liked. And I was like, oh, this is cool. This says PC first, Xbox One later. Oh, no, that's from... No, that's a different game. It doesn't say. I think it's coming to PlayStation also, even though Xbox owns Minecraft. Or the developer or whatever. Xbox probably just knows, hey, we can make a fuckload more money if we sell it on PlayStation. So, who cares? But it's probably going to come to PlayStation. And I probably would never have bought it, but I was like, oh, this looks cool. And immediately it was like, play with your friends. It's co-op and it's this online. And I was like, I don't want to fucking do that. Even if I did get the game somehow, like on PlayStation Plus, let's just pretend. I don't want to play that game like that. So I immediately was like, nah, nope. I'm talking like I'm going to fucking play that game. It's not going to happen. Microsoft Flight Simulator. Now this one was the PC first, Xbox One later. Okay, Microsoft Flight Simulator. I saw the trailer for this, and I'm like, this looks beautiful. And it said it was using the power of the cloud Azure. I hear so many people say this now. I'm going to say Azure. That's their fucking cloud. Shit. You know what? Let me fucking look this up. What is it? What is it called? Get out of here with that. Do not update my computer. Microsoft. I'm Googling this now. Microsoft Azure. Is a cloud computing service created from... Okay, yeah, it's cloud. It's the cloud. That's what I thought it was. Sorry for that. Anyway, it was used... It said it was using that, and it was probably using some data for, like, I don't know. I think it would be fucking insane if it was, like, a game and you literally could fly across the world, but, like, everything was, like, using, like, Google Maps and shit like that or whatever their cloud is, and everything was the way it was in the world. Like, you could literally fly across the world. The build, obviously, there's not like super detail in the buildings, but like it was a 1-to-1 comparison. Like, it's going to take you 6 hours to fly over here. It's going to take you this 2 hours. That would be awesome. It looked, the graphics are amazing. There was a crazy detail in this game. And it was funny because I was like, oh, it's like Microsoft Flight Simulator. Like, wouldn't that be funny? And then it was like, hey, it's Microsoft Flight Simulator. I thought there would be a fucking name to this game, like some name, like some new franchise, but it's not. And I thought that was really cool. I would play that, maybe. I used to play that on PC, that could not run that when I was a kid. Actually, the flight stick we had was pretty cool. I was just not good at it. The frame rate was terrible. Hard as fuck. Not a game that I would typically play, but it's what I had and I played it. It was fun. Wasteland. Moving on. Wasteland 3. Don't know what that is. Age of Empire. Don't really know. Battletoads. Not a Battletoads person. I know it's hard. The original is hard or whatever. I don't have a lot to say about that. Then we get to Bleeding Edge. Now, Bleeding Edge is a game made by Ninja Theory. And Ninja Theory has made a couple of games that I like. Well, I'm interested in a lot of their games. What did they make? Hang on, fucking, I gotta look them up now. Now they made Heavenly Sword for the PS3. I have never played. I played a demo. I just bought it recently, used for a few bucks because I want to play it. My wife played PlayStation All Stars Battle Royale and liked the character. She was like, "Oh, she's cool." I was like, "You should just play the game. It's like God of War. He's beat people up, swinging swords and shit." And excuse me, God damn. But I've never played it yet. Anyway, Heavenly, no, Ninja Theory. I want to know what other games they made. I know they made that. They've made Hellblade, which I have not finished. I got stuck on, but I like the technology they were using on that. They made DMC, Devil May Cry, which I really loved. Got that on PlayStation Plus. I did buy Hellblade, and so technically I've only bought one of their games, new, digitally. Ninja Theory. Let's go to there. Nope. Let's go to the nope. A lot of Hellblade stuff. Hellblade is really popular. Okay. Okey-dokes. Okay. Heavenly Sword, Enslaved. Never played that in DMC. So I thought they made. Darn it. I thought they made. I can't think of the fucking name. I cannot think of the fucking name of this fucking game, and it's gonna kill me. Fuck it. I'm moving on in the show. I'll think about it later. Okay. Anyway, so what they Ninja Theory bought by Microsoft. I was like, damn, that's a good get. They're a really good studio. They make really good games. Games that I've played and that I like. So maybe they make something that I want to jump over on, and they debut a game which actually leaked before the conference, called Bleeding Edge. It was like a 4v4 online multiplayer battle fighting game, and I immediately was like, oh my God, I've liked all their games. I mean, I'm not in love with these games. Like, I did love DMC. That was a fucking, I loved it. I know a lot of people hate it, but I was never a Devil May Cry fan, so I didn't give a shit about the change. I was like, it's cool. I like the character. I think he's a snarky dickhead. Like the music. Like the combat. It's all good to me. In this game, I was like, oh, they really fucked that up. And I was like, it's not gonna matter if nobody buys it. Microsoft owns them now, whatever. But they did say in the presentation, we have been working on several games that we just couldn't get to market. And now that Microsoft, has given us the freedom and opportunity to do this, we finished this game and now we're giving it to you. We have several other games, in the works right now. So people were freaking out, like, oh, Microsoft fucked you over. They made you made this game. First of all, no, they just acquired them. They did not just pump this game out in like 2 weeks. They've had this thing in the pipeline. They probably made a bunch of it and just shut it down. So hopefully people like it and it does well for them, but I'm assuming they're gonna make a whole new super AAA type of game next. That's my theory. And my theory, no pun intended. Lego Star Wars, not gonna play that. The Blair Witch, or just Blair Witch. I saw the trailer for this and I immediately thought it was gonna be Alan Wake, which I've always wanted to play that game. Again, not so much that I'm gonna buy a system for it. But I was like, ooh, another out, ooh. And then it was like Blair Witch. And I was like, I don't know why that's happening. Who made Okie doke? Not interested in that. Love horror games. Maybe it's cool. Never saw the movie. Was very young when that movie released. And I've never heard about it, talked about since then. So very interesting that that's happening. Gears of War 5. Wasn't a trailer, was a weird cinematic fucking weird thing. Didn't even show me anything. Oh, no, there was. Yeah, no. They started out with this weird, like, cinematic, but then they did show a trailer. It was not gameplay, but it was a trailer for this multiplayer mode. It was a fun trailer. Looked fun, but again, it's not gameplay. And I was like, well, and I don't like Gears anyway, but moving on from that, I'm sure it'll be fun. And then Halo. And I actually really liked this trailer. It was pared back. It was quiet. It was focused. It wasn't this crazy thing. I think a lot of them do that. But now, I immediately, when it started, I was like, this doesn't look good. It said it was an in-game engine. It was not gameplay. It was just a cinematic. But I was like, it did not look good to me. And I don't really think it looks good overall. I think it looks fine. I think the animation from this one character just looks weird. I think his face looks weird. I just think that whole, and it just doesn't look next gen to me. And this is supposed to be the next gen. This is supposed to be the next Xbox. And I was like, I don't see it. I don't know. It just looked soft and mushy. That's what I got for you. Sure, it'll be cool, but I'm sure the gameplay will look better than whatever that was. I bet they're really going to push the system, but I don't know. I liked the trailer, just not the way it looked overall. And then they announced that it was going to be a release the day of the console, November 2020, next Xbox. And everything they said, basically Sony said, you know, a month, 2 months ago. I don't know how time works anymore. About the PS5. So it is interesting that Xbox had all this, you know, all the eyeballs on you. We're going to gear up to this thing, and nothing blew anybody away, because Sony, and they must know, Sony must have known what was going on and what was going into this box, because they come out with this article that talks about the PS5 and how fucking cool it is, all this, that, and the other, and it's like, I bet Microsoft was like, God damn it. Like, you're not going to E3. We think we got this in the bag. We're going to be like, look at our fucking Xbox. Look what can it do. It's got an SSD. It's to be awesome. And Sony's like, hey, on a side note, look what we could do. This. Here's some stats and shit. All right, peace. I bet they were like, you motherfuckers. Oh. So, yeah. YouTube video reminded me, I believe it was Digital Foundry, they reminded me, actually that's probably a good thing, if the Xbox and the PlayStation are pretty comparable systems, that's going to make developing games a hell of a lot easier for third parties. They won't have to fucking deal with all this bullshit, you know, different tech specs and all that. So it's probably not a bad thing, really. For either company, if they're pretty similar. And that was Microsoft's. It was definitely the biggest, like, lights and smoke and fire and all that. It was a typical E3. I would have said that they won easily. But then Nintendo had God, there's a lot of fucking companies that went to this thing. Nintendo did theirs, and I thought they destroyed it. I'm gonna go a lot faster now, because it's been like fucking 24 minutes and I haven't said shit. Nintendo, Resident Evil 5 and 6, garbage, probably don't buy them, certainly don't buy them on the Switch. Mario and Sonic, don't care. No More Heroes 3, did they not even, Did that other one not even come out? I thought that was supposed to come out. It doesn't matter. Never played them. It's probably cool. Fire Emblem, that's probably cool. Cadence of Hyrule is like a game that just they skinned it with Zelda shit. It's probably fun. They skinned it with Zelda shit and then made like the sound effects Zelda shit. Marvel Ultimate Alliance, probably fucking cool or whatever. Astral Chain, I heard was really looked cool. I didn't even see the trailer for that. Super Mario Maker 2, that's going to be dope. Going to buy that. Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, going to be dope. Put a release date on it. Pokemon Sword and Shield, probably going to be dope. Release date. Animal Crossing New Horizons, probably going to be dope. Delayed. Luigi's Mansion 3, probably going to be dope. Trailer, release window, and a sequel to Breath of the Wild. Haven't beat it yet. It's probably going to be dope. And I thought those games right there, like bang, 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 bang. Man, I just thought those. And I would have to give it to Nintendo probably because I have a Switch and I'm interested. If I had an Xbox, maybe I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't know, though. I don't know. I talked to my friend. I was like, they won. He was like, I don't think they did. I was like, well, we're got different opinions. Here's the thing. I was seeing on Twitter before that people really wanted Banjo and Kazooie in Super Smash Brothers, and then the Smash trailer comes up, and it looks like Banjo Kazooie. It's a silhouette, and then the fucking Duck Hunt dog is holding the fucking duck up, and he's laughing. He's like, "Psych, bitches! It's not Banjo and Kazooie. We nailed it. We fucking got you." And I was like, oh my God, did they just piss everybody off? And then he was like, just kidding. It is Banjo-Kazooie. And that was fun. I like that. Had a little laugh. You should check that trailer out. Or don't. Take-Two Interactive, Borderlands 3, Outer Worlds. Don't care about those. Outer Worlds actually was at the Microsoft press conference. Microsoft owns Obsidian now. But the Outer Worlds was made under a different publisher, Take-Two, I imagine. And so it's still going to come to PlayStation, but their next games will not. EA, a bunch of shit I don't care about. Madden, FIFA. Ooh, you know what? No, I do want to talk about FIFA because a few episodes ago, I was talking about how I think EA big game should come back. You know, the freak styles, the SSXs, the NBA streets. And I guess they announced that FIFA Street would come as a playable mode in the new FIFA. So I'm like, oh shit, it's happening. We're going to get a new freak style in SSX. No, we're not. Fucking do it. They should do it. They should fucking do it. Battlefield, don't care. Apex, I don't care. Star Wars, the new Star Wars looks really good. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. Like it, but not like crazy. It's cool. Battlefront, I don't care about that. This third person lightsaber, I could not think. I was going to say laser sword. Fucking lightsaber. Throwing that shit around, being a Jedi, that seems cool. Looks cool. The cutscenes, it's weird because it's an EA game and it's probably using, well, maybe. I was going to say it's probably using one of the engines that Battlefield uses, Frostbite, but it's probably not because it's made by the people who make Apex Legends and Titanfall. So it's probably not using that engine. Either way, it's got the same issue that I had with Halo, where like the characters look weird and like mushy and soft to me in the cutscenes. Like gameplay looks good, which is why I say Halo gameplay is probably gonna look better than whatever cutscene they showed, whatever trailer that was. But yeah, it's weird. It's like soft and like I can't describe it. Like if you go look at God of War, the game, like there's like definition to the face and like the textures of the skin. And like if you look at Star Wars or the Halo trailer, it's like their face just looks like soft and like harsh. I don't know. I don't fucking know. CD Projekt Red, Cyberpunk 2077 looks cool. Didn't really see gameplay from that. Not hyped for it. I was talking to one of my other friends about this. He was like, dude, sorry about you that you're not hyped because it's awesome. And I just don't get hyped for a lot of games until I'm playing them. Or I'm like, oh, it's out. Yay. Like The Last of Us. And like, I'm not even hyped for Death Stranding. I'm like, cool. I'll buy it. I'll play it. Whatever. Konami, just, I don't care what the fuck you're doing. You should go home. Bethesda, Deathloop. Looks fun. It's about a guy and a girl who continually have to kill each other, and it resets like Groundhog's Day. Don't know anything else. Doom Eternal, probably won't buy it. Have the first Doom, not my type of shooter, but is... Yeah, I get it. It's cool. Elder Scrolls, don't care. Fallout 76, that's unfortunate. Wolfenstein's, don't care. Commander Keen, iOS and Android. I'll have a whole episode on Commander Keen because this episode's going to go way too long, probably. You know what? Fuck it. We're doing it now. No, we're not. I'm just going to say the words Commander Keen and... No, we're doing it now. We're doing it now. Commander Keen, I had on the old computer, and it was about a kid. Dude, I don't know what it was about. It was about a kid who looked like he was wearing a Green Bay Packer helmet, so that's horseshit, number one. But he had a watch that you could play Pong on, so it had a game within a game. So already... You're getting a lot of value for your dollar on that. I had it on floppy disks, 3.5-inch floppy disks. And if you don't know what a floppy disk is, now it's like a CD, okay? Like a compact disk. But it was square-shaped. It's very thin. It was like a thin crust pizza, you know? You know, like a few credit cards thick. And what you did is you had a computer and like a tower, and you would put it inside, like slide it in, and then the data would read from that, and you would the game was on that. And they used to have these like floppy disk like holders, and you would like flip through it, like, you know, and that's what you would do. And you couldn't hold a lot of information on those, but Commander Keen, let me tell you, it's a pretty good game. It's a platformer. You're collecting dumb shit. You're shooting aliens and shit. And you're trying to beat the boss. And you got a pogo stick. Yeah, you got a pogo stick. And I played the game with a joystick. Because we had a joystick. Like a flight simulator joystick. The one that I was using with the Microsoft Flight Simulator. Yeah, I was playing with that because I had it. And I was like, well, I could just use the keyboard. But we just programmed that to use, and I was like, map the buttons to it, and fuck, dude. Not an ideal way to play, but awesome. So Commander Keen, I bought those on Steam, which I believe you can get. I bought 3 games on Steam. Commander Keen, like a couple of them, and then Gone Home. That's it. That's why I have a Steam account. So... I loved them. Anyway, I don't know why Bethesda, I didn't know that was a thing. Sure. Cool. And then Ghostwire Tokyo, they don't say what it's coming to, but I'm sure it's coming to everything, is made by the people who brought you the fucking game that I didn't like. What was it called? Evil Within. That's it. Evil Within. Tango Gameworks. I didn't like the characters. I didn't like the story, really, because I didn't get that far. I didn't like the gameplay. I didn't like the frame rate. I didn't like almost anything about Evil Within. The person who created it was the person who brought us Resident Evil. So I was all in on that game. I was like, $60? More like, fucking, I'll pay whatever it costs. And that was a mistake, I think. But, not a fan. Didn't like it. Won't buy the second one. Wish I didn't buy the first one. Big frame rate problems in the first one. Even on the PS4 Pro, it just doesn't play well. But they're making a new game. I'll probably wait for the reviews just to see if it works right. I don't know what kind of game it is. They said it was kind of spooky, but it was not a survival horror game, so we'll see. Square Enix, Final Fantasy VII Remake. Okay. That's coming out. They said it's going to come out on 2 Blu-rays for just one part of the game. Then we'll make more parts of the game, and we'll sell you those. I don't like this. I'm probably going to buy it because I've never played Final Fantasy VII, and there's no fucking way I could go back and play it on PS1 now or PS4. Those graphics are not good. I don't like the fucking walking 10 feet and the battle starts, and it's a thing. I don't like it. This one looks cool, but there's really no guarantee they're going to fucking finish these games. Who knows? They could go, here's one part. The second part comes out in a year. The third part comes out in 2 years. And it's like 6 Blu-ray. I don't know. I'll probably buy it anyway. They had a bunch of other fucking games that I don't care about. Ubisoft. Don't care about any of these games. No. Probably won't play Watch Dogs. Roller Champions, I thought could have been a roller derby game, and I was like, that might be cool. It's not, and don't care about that either. Sega, don't care about any of those games. Namco Bandai, don't care about any of those games. And then there's some other bullshit that I also do not care about. So that's why I say Nintendo wins, because I cared more about those games. I am a Sony fanboy, right? But I don't say they won. A lot of people are saying, well, they won just by not even being there because they did this and this. I disagree. They didn't win, but they didn't lose. I believe Nintendo won. I think Microsoft did say a lot of good things that I saw the next day, which is, we want you to be able to stream your games, but we don't want that to be your only option. We want you, if you want to play traditional console games, you can play them. If you want to stream your games with us, do that. If you want to do, which I thought they were going to go running straight into streaming and completely botch this new console. I don't think they're going to do that anymore. I think it's probably going to, if the price is right and the timing is right, I think they'll be successful. Now, if they go, this is $599, but look at how impressive it is. Or, even $499. And then Sony goes, ours is even more powerful and it's $100 cheaper. Then you're going to have a problem. I don't care what game you ship with. That's going to be a problem. But as it stands right now, I think they could be successful. I keep seeing things about the Nintendo Switch coming out with a pro model or a smaller model or this model or that model every fucking other week. And I just don't care. Nobody cares. And yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know what? This wasn't that long of an episode. And I thought it would be because of all this, all these games I was looking at. But then I was like, I'm not talking about Ubisoft game, these, I'm not talking about Elden Ring, I don't care. Dying Light 2, probably gonna be good. Way to the Woods, I don't know. So there you go. That's my E3 episode. Go ahead and find me on Twitter. Let me know who you thought won E3, and also, it doesn't matter, does it? No. You can find me on Twitter at PopconJacob. That is PopconJacob. Thank you for listening, if you are, and I will see you next week.